From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Well, the writer's strike may finally be over, but what does that mean for new movies and shows? And in the meantime, well, we've got a new documentary and a new musical while we wait for all of that new content to drop. Here to help us figure out what to watch is our resident movie critic and, of course, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so let's begin with the writer's strike. Is it officially over or not?
Not officially. That said, okay. The union has told writers that it's okay to return to work. So this went 150 days. The official vote is this coming Monday. But the Writers Guild is saying, yeah, this is going to be a deal. And it's almost a done deal. It's just not official. So I thought it would be interesting to take a look at what's actually inside this deal.
I am so curious about that, George, because as you mentioned, I mean, this strike went on for upwards of almost 5 months. And,
yeah.
And you know, when it started, the studios were basically like, too bad. We don't care if you ever work again. I wonder how much the actor strike also had to do with this, because all of a sudden, studios, they're losing some money.
Exactly. And to your point, how much will this deal be a template to strike a new deal for the actors, right? Because a lot of these issues were similar issues. So when we look at what's inside this deal for the Writers Guild, number one, pay increases. Under the tentative contract, minimum weekly pay for writers bumps up about 12%. But this is where I think things get interesting. Writers will gain an additional bump in residuals if a project becomes a hit. I think that's really interesting. Most of us probably thought that, well, if something's a blockbuster, everybody's making money. No, writers pretty much get paid up front what the contract said. So they will get more money if something is a hit. So let's talk about artificial intelligence, because I think a lot of conversation was about that. So under the terms of the tentative deal, AI cannot write or rewrite literary material. And writers definitely, this was their line in the sand, was you can't take my stuff, crank it through AI, which you know, changes or scrambles some of the words, but pretty much has the spirit of my work. You can't do that. And indeed, this deal says studios won't be able to do that. What's also interesting, though, is a writer can choose to use AI if a studio approves of its use, but a writer cannot be required to use AI. I think that was really interesting. But I think these were pretty much similar issues, right, on residuals, if something becomes a hit, and especially streaming. And I thought it was really interesting. This week, we got some new numbers on the television season that just ended in May, officially ended in May. And Gemma, we knew this day was coming, but here are the numbers of audiences. And if you add up streaming and cable, it just swamps broadcast, right? Streaming now, it swamps cable. So we are now at a stage where most people in the United States are getting their content on a streaming service. The days of cable are numbered. The days of broadcast are really numbered. Broadcast is now a distant third.
Well, I'll tell you this, George. So something interesting happened in our home last night. It was the season premiere of Survivor. I watch it with my oldest every season. And I thought, you know, I wonder if we can just, it's the season premiere, let's watch it live. Because usually we watch it on Paramount Plus the next day.
Yeah.
So on Paramount Plus now, you can watch it live. So we start watching it live and all of a sudden we're like, we can't pause this. What do you mean we can't pause? We have to watch this live and there are commercials? Wow. I mean, first off, I was like, who wants to go back to that old way of watching TV? My kids have never watch television like that. Right?
Right. Why wouldn't you just watch it a little later? It will take less of your time, right?
Exactly.
If you control it without the ads and you can pause it or fast forward, why wouldn't you do it at another time?
Yeah, it's. I think it's fascinating. So with all of that said, with the writer's strike, what I've also noticed, George, even though it's not going to be official until Monday, last night watching live TV, there were live commercials. And on CBS, it was Stephen Colbert will be back on Monday.
Yep.
I'm assuming at least some of these late night shows we're going to see very quickly, but what about other new content?
Yeah, but to your point, all of the late night shows will return on Monday. The Tonight Show, Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live will all be live on Monday. Now, what's interesting is, who will their guests be? if actors are still on strike and can't pitch something, that'll be interesting, unless they're there not pitching something, but that's kind of weird. But we know that the Screen Actors Guild, their talks are scheduled to resume on Monday. So I think a lot of this is going to move next week. So SAG goes back to the table on Monday. The Writers Guild votes on their deal Monday. The late night shows start again Monday. A show like Saturday Night Live, I don't think, would take too much to ramp back up. We could see a new episode maybe as early as later this month. But Gemma, there were a number of movies and TV shows that were midstream.
Yeah.
I talked to a few directors in Toronto who said, yeah, we were halfway through. For instance, Sean Levy, who directs All the Light We Cannot See, is in the midst of directing Stranger Things, but Deadpool 3, big.
Oh, right.
And Hugh Jackman's in that, along with Ryan Reynolds. And he said, we literally had to stop 2/3 of the way through and send everyone home.
Wow.
So they all go back. But I think the ship is leaving port here, right? I think that we see some light here. And all of this angst, what was this for? What was this for? And by the way, let's do the numbers here. If you think for a moment that these studios are going to dig deeper into their pockets. They're going to pass this on to us. They're going to crack down more on password sharing, and they're going to jack up their subscription prices. You know that that's what's coming.
Well, but here's the thing, George, is that when you look at these writers and these actors, I think in particular with the things that they were asking for, right? Like, the days of shows going into syndication don't happen, right? Mm-hmm. And writers did get residuals when that happened.
Some.
So then when streaming happened, that completely went away.
Right.
So they should get something, in my opinion. As for AI, I read an article and they said basically like take a Nora Ephron, right? Who she wrote all of those rom-coms, Sleepless in Seattle, all of that. Yeah. You could basically put all of her scripts into AI and say, make me a movie like that.
Yeah,
and they could generate that.
Sometimes when I'm got the Hallmark Channel on, I wonder. they're Nora Ephron light, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is. I think in a lot of ways, it was time that something like this needed to happen. But you are right. Yeah. We are going to be paying for this. So just remember that as we move through this.
Yep.
With that said, though. Even though we're waiting for new content, there is some new content out, right? A new musical?
This is the craziest new musical, craziest musical ever. So I saw this in Toronto, and I noticed it was on their Midnight Madness slate, which is kind of a red flag right there. You know it's going to be crazy. And it's from the director of Borat and the producers of The Greatest Showman. And I'm just like, how do I square those two? So I can't even tell you the title of the movie.
Risque.
Risque. Okay. So, you know, the word Richard, the name Richard.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we short?
So, So imagine the nickname for Richard. Okay. Now put that over there. Okay. So it's that name, comma, the musical. So
Oh,
so that's the name of the movie. Now,
okay.
Imagine the parent trap. Okay, got that? Now, imagine a really hard rated R parent trap. Okay, and then imagine that put to music.
What?
Then, in the cast, you've got Nathan Lane, Megan Mullally, Megan Thee Stallion, and the voice goodness. Of God, portrayed by Bowen Yang from SNL. And even the trailer I had to bleep up here, but let's take a listen.
Craig Tittle, Trevor Brock, my two top salesmen. You two look like y'all could be twins.
I think we actually look very dissimilar.
The only thing I have from the dad I never knew is
half of a locket.
We must be brothers.
Not just brothers, Trevor. Twins.
Wow, we're twins. We're f***ing identical twins.
If mom and dad got married again, then we'd have a real family.
What if we trick them into getting back together?
Should I open another bottle? I know it's our second, but we're not Baptists.
Should we drown them in the bathtub in the old-fashioned way?
Y'all f***ed up.
I'm gay.
Oh, wow.
So this is heading to a theater near you from A24. My goodness. Now, that said, this is the first really big budget queer musical that I can think of. I mean, Bros was a big hit at the theaters last year, a queer comedy. So this will be really interesting to see how audiences will respond to this. The audience I was with, they went off the boil, right? I mean, this was insane. This is a new cult classic, and it is called Blank the Musical.
The Musical. Okay. I kind of want to see it now, George, I must say.
Yeah.
All right. I only have about 4 minutes left with you, but I do want to talk about there's a new documentary that we can watch right at home.
Yes, and that's The American Buffalo. It's a new documentary from Ken Burns. It will be on PBS. It will be a two-night event on October 16th and 17th on Idaho Public Television. Now, let me just skip really quickly, though, that a television icon will be returning to our TV sets. Dr. Frasier Crane in the next chapter of his life as he returns to Boston with new challenges to face, new relationships to forge, and undoubtedly screw up. But here's how Frasier said goodbye in the original series.
It's like that Tennyson poem Mom had us recite for you when we were kids. Do you remember?
I think we're about to.
It may be the gulfs will wash us down, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find. And not to yield. I've been thinking about that poem a lot lately. And I think what it says is that while it's tempting to play it safe, the more we're willing to risk, the more alive we are. In the end, what we regret most are the chances we never took. Good night, Seattle.
Wow. Well, it was 30 years ago this month when Frasier first went on the air. Yeah. And by the way, it still holds the record of most Emmy wins for a comedy series. And Frasier, back in Boston, is returning, but this time on Paramount Plus on October the 12th. Okay. And it went away in May of 2004. But someone once told me, George, of all of the characters on television, you remind me of Frasier Crane. And I said, oh, that's cool. And they said, no, that's not a compliment.
Oh, well.
It's like, okay, I guess, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of me. Anyway, Frasier is back on our TV sets on Paramount Plus this time in just a couple of weeks.
Wow. I cannot believe that. That will be something to see. Well, George, as always, it is just so lovely to have you come in and chat with us about all of this and what we can watch. Always just appreciate our time with you.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, who spends his spare time hosting Morning Edition, talking about what to watch. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.